fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th day of April. The prep tip of the day is to go backpacking. That means everything you need is carried on your back: food, water, shelter, hygiene, supplies, personal defense. Everything is carried on your back. That's the very definition of backpacking. You'll learn a lot about yourself and what you need and what you don't need. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 13 books, more in the way as he can find time. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And he's also a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself, sir?
Very good, yes.
Well, I assume you're aware that for the first time in more than 200 years, we had a former president of the United States indicted in a criminal matter and had to show up for the turning himself in to the authorities. A very sad day for America on one hand. On the other, this will be the biggest boost in President Trump's campaign that you could ever imagine. What do you think, sir?
Well, yeah, and also they always do this stuff too early. The timing is, I mean, why don't they do this before the November election, like in, you know, September or something, right before
the
election?
Well, they do have more pending criminal matters, more make-believe criminal matters that will come out as the election cycle moves forward. So they got you covered there, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. But, yeah, it's like a three-ring circus. And of course, the goal is to just, as with anybody, wear them down with the legal system. Because once you're in the legal system, then they have all kinds of requirements, like you can't say anything. You know, then they're looking for all kinds of other little side issues that would be, you know, stepped out of, you know, then they prosecute them on that. So it's not just the main issue here. It's all of the subordinate issues that could come along, you know, as this thing proceeds.
Absolutely. Well, President Trump will get more money for his campaign, have more volunteers than he's ever had before, an unprecedented number of volunteers, unprecedented amount of money. The our opposition, who I refer to as the socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims, what their hope with this make-believe prosecution is that they will influence the swing vote, which is about 17% of the people that vote. They'll probably affect some of them, but I believe that the Patriots will overwhelm anything they can do. What do you think, Jim?
Well, the other thing is that you have not heard DeSantis' name at all. He's been in the background, and I think that's the goal, because I think they believe they can beat Trump again. That's kind of a hands-down thing in their mind. So they want Trump. They're actually trying to promote him and then get DeSantis out of the picture. I think that's the real goal, knowing that this will just do nothing but boost Trump. Because DeSantis went after the voting processes, and when he was elected governor recently in Florida, he won by like 60 to 30% or something, you know, just a huge, huge margin, and because they cleaned up the voting process. So there was an actual real vote, and that's the way it would go if somebody came in and cleaned up the voting process around the country on the national level. And DeSantis could very well do that. So that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of their cheating being just eliminated. You know, in that case, any Republican candidate, no matter who it was, would win by just a massive landslide. So they can't, they have to maintain that. And so I think their belief is that DeSantis would easily come along and change the voting process. And that's what they can't have, but they would lose control of their 10 major cities, Democratic controlled, that have been there since the old Chicago Mayor Daley days. That's where they learned how to control the vote through the unions, through the, you know, just this block, and then just how to cheat, how to get your man elected every time. And that is now installed in 10 major locations in the United States and growing. So if you look in a state like Wisconsin, there's 3 major cities. All of them are Democrat controlled. And if you look in, say, states like Minnesota or Nevada, there's one city that controls the entire state on the national level. So they've got that down where they can control the national vote with very few voting centers.
Jim, we got a first call here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Say, Jim, I wanted to commend you on your show last Thursday about when you were talking about how venture capitalists come in and try to steal inventions from just common people. You know, and you even related your story on, I think it was the Bose. That's very good information. I'm not in that club of budding inventors, but, you know, every once in a while you run into somebody that, you know, has a good idea, and it's good information for people to pass on.
Right, right. Well, venture capital, and the other side of venture capital is just the entire business model doesn't work. What they invest in is this massive staff of directors and CEOs and laundry list of where their degrees are from. And so there you have all these highly paid people, and then you have a product, you know, a better mousetrap or something that they're trying to market and pay for all of this staff. And then so you have this massive investment that goes into personnel that really doesn't produce anything. Tomorrow night I'll be talking about the Richard Branson Virgin Orbit that just went under, bankrupt, you know, way overstaffed for what they were doing in terms of engineering, very top heavy. And so when they had their first failure and they had a little glitch in the stock investment, the thing folded. It just collapsed under its own weight. So, yeah, venture capital, the entire model is bad. But thanks for mentioning that. Yeah,
I call them suits. You know, you've got so so many suits in all these industries that try to nickel and dime, you know, on component parts and a lot of machinery everywhere, from cars to other things. And, you know, sometimes things break just because somebody tried to save a little bit of money on, you know, just component parts.
Yeah, I was in a meeting one time. It's an electronics company I worked for. And we had all of the VPs and the electronics, the heads of departments there. And they were quibbling over a part. It was like a component, electronic chip, to go in one of the processors. And this was, you know, it was like, you know, $10 versus $12. Should we make it ourselves? And I looked around the room and I said, you know, in the time we've spent hours and hours in repeat meetings over this one decision, the amount of money spent is dwarfs the amount of money saved by doing it ourselves versus buying it from someone else. I mean, this is absurd, but this is management. They have no concept of what things cost because they're getting their paycheck. It's just, you know, it's absolute absurdity. But yeah, venture capital, the only reason venture capital worked, the only reason, is because massive amounts of government money went into Silicon Valley and the with the government programs. And so these venture capital groups would have a startup company. They get this massive amount of government money, and that's why it worked. On a real market, in the real world, venture capital can't work. There's not enough money to support this massive structure, like a business structure that they build. And like I say, they don't ever look at the product. That doesn't matter. So they fund all of this stuff that won't work. And when I was in L.A. getting funding, looking for funding for my aerospace projects, this is like the early 1980s, they said, well, if your project succeeds, we have to take a tremendous part of your company because we have to cover all of the failures we have from all these other companies. So here's a company that succeeds and is supporting all of the bad investments that the venture capitalists made. And no, it's a model that is, you know, it never did work. The only reason it worked because of government influx of money. And when that dried up, the whole thing collapsed, including the venture capital banks who put money into these companies expecting a big return on investment.
Oh, by the way, I heard on the news last week, and I thought of you. I want to say it's North Dakota or South Dakota. They're trying to shut down, I think it was actually South Dakota. Isn't that where that some kind of mining for oil and stuff up there, but they're shutting down.
There's a lot of natural gas in the Dakotas.
Yeah, and so I thought of you, and maybe if you should, you know, if you have somebody who could approach some people in the legislature up there to present your idea. I bet they get a lot of wind in places up there. So.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in that respect. But
I'll let you get on. Thanks.
Okay, Sherry, thank you for the call. Jim, our next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Professor McCanny, a couple weeks ago I had replaced my water filters with some that I had bought from you over a year ago, the ones that sit inside the water down and below the chamber, and the water would run through like a straw. Is that normal?
Yes. So yes, it is.
It's like if they run right through.
They're very fast. Just the one thing you want to make sure is that your washer and the connection is not leaking. And the way you do that is once it gets completely empty, you should still have like a quarter inch of water in the bottom of the top container. And if you don't, that means the water's leaking by the washer. And that would be the indicator that you look for. But they're fast. They're, you know, you're used to the drip, 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 you know, all night long to do 2 gallons. No, these are very fast. So that is normal.
And then, the little 5-inch filters that you used to sell, do you still sell those? Because they were going down to South America. Can I still get those?
Unfortunately, no. I don't have those anymore. Okay. But I looked, and by the way, I looked for a 5-inch or a 3-inch, even a little filter of the same style of the other one. And it's just that, you know, it didn't make economic sense to manufacture one that would have that low of a mark, and, you know, just numbers in terms of sales. And so what I tell people is to make your own. We sell that make your own kit, or just buy some filter elements and get some containers that would be appropriate for travel. Some little containers that have at least a 7-inch clearance from top to bottom, and then make your own. That's
because I had bought your little 1-liter thing years ago,
right.
When I went down to Columbia, it ended up staying down there, and we sent replacements for it. And then
I don't sell that 5-inch anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then I was telling somebody about your filters, and they came back to me and they says they were looking you up with NSF 61 and couldn't find you. And what's the name under? Because they were looking for it, and they said they couldn't find it.
Yeah, actually, I've taken that down. It's not a big issue. It has to do with the fact that the filter does not put anything into the water, and so it's through a series of other companies. And so I just don't put that on the webpage anymore. If it's still there someplace, let me know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, I usually like to get an update on archaeology. Do you happen to have one for us this week, sir?
The one thing that's really apparent about all of archaeology is that none of the dating that we are told has anything to do with reality. And it's across the board. And whether it's geology or archaeology, just dating in general is just bogus. And so and the reason is because when something is discovered, some guy in an ivory tower or some person high in the archaeological field puts a date on something, and then everybody has to repeat that. And it has, you know, so what you have is a mixture of dating and who did what, who built what. And then you have this nouveau group coming along who are putting, they say, well, that's wrong. And then they put a new date on there that couldn't possibly be true either. So the if you look at dates as far as archaeology, you know, like the new Graham Hancock group, et cetera, they have a tremendous amount of good information, but then they come along and slap a date on it, which is totally bogus. And other people are calling that out too, that what they're saying could not possibly be true in terms of dating and putting everything all in one basket 12,000 years ago.
Let me ask you this question, Jim. Yeah. What method of dating or methods, plural, would you rely on, sir?
Really none.
Okay.
And, you know, it's something that I've been through. I've been in on archaeological digs and seen, you know, as things are dug up, and you have an archaeologist there going, oh, well, that's from the classic period, you know, and, you know, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So to start with, we really don't have a dating structure or knowledge of putting dates on things that is valid.
Okay. We got a break. We have a caller on hold, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Oh, Mrs. Mary.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. My Easter sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I refund the sale price manually. You can order your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Jim, before we get to our next caller, tell people how they can listen to your radio show live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, re-airs a number of times during the weekend and always to listener on my webpage.
All right. Jim, we have a patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a 7 or 8 minute drive from my place. A beautiful home featured in Better Homes and Gardens. And when it was a newer home, right now it's a world-class bed and breakfast with an international clientele, people coming from Europe and Asia to enjoy my neighborhood. As the old saying goes, Jim, some people go on vacation, other people live there. And good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Have you heard that phrase before I stated it previously? Some people go on vacation, other people live there?
Yes. And I totally agree with you.
Well, that's in fact the idea. That's where we live. We live where people go on vacation. What a nice thing. Well, Linda, spring has sprung. The trees are starting to burst out. Bugs are getting active, as they should this time of year. We're going to start cutting grass, what, in about a week or so?
Yeah, it needs cut after this rain. It's depending just
on here. The rain, the temperatures, everything's making the grass grow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road has heating in the floors. This radiant heat is the healthiest and best type of heat. There's room for three families to live there without being too jammed up. And you should never, ever have close by neighbors because of National Forest, right, Linda?
See any homes? About the only other than wildlife is maybe a tractor far off in the distance.
That's right. And, of course, the few weeks leading up to gun season, you'll hear the men and women setting in their deer rifles for gun, in preparation for gun season, won't you?
Oh, yes.
Of course. That's a given. Well, Linda, this place could be bought for immediate occupancy because the furnishings are very tastefully decorated, furniture and various things on the walls for decoration. Or you can strip it out and start fresh, can't you?
Yes, either way. Need to be
about 30 photographs. About 30 photographs at my website. We have a beautiful video that you can watch that Linda can get to you. And Linda, you have regular guests. When you travel from 6 or 8 or even 12 time zones away, which people do, and they repeat business, they expect perfection. There's not dust or dirt. Everything is pristine condition, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful home. It sure is.
It is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Linda would be glad to show this place to you in person. Just if you like what you see in the photographs, we'll get the video to you. If you want to take the next step, we'll arrange a private viewing, won't we, Linda? Still there, Linda?
Yes, that would be perfect. Maybe
okay.
The storm coming in is affecting some of the surface.
In fact, the rain just started here just a moment ago. Any final comment, Linda, before you get away?
No, I'm just with those photos, and I tell you, they really don't, but we'd love to show the place.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call.
Thank
well, Jim,
you,
Jim, I would love to have you as my neighbor. It would be nice to be surrounded by patriotic American men and women. All of whom know that God's gift to man is hunting and fishing, many of whom have gardens, many of whom have chickens, many of whom are very self-sufficient, Jim. We would love to have you as our neighbor if you would consider doing so.
Well, I've been considering that. Unfortunately, right now I have a bunch of things going on, but that could change any time. So,
well, that's what life... As the old saying goes, you make your plans and then life happens, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Very true. We got hail? We got hail here. Okay. Hopefully it won't do any damage. I got full coverage on the one car and not on the other. But that's a pretty good size hail coming down about, maybe 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch in diameter. That shouldn't do too much damage. Anyway, Jim, dating, are you familiar with the work of Michael Cremo, the archaeologist?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
He's done extensive travels and work, and one of the things that he points out, even if you don't have a date, is finding human remains. We have a break. We'll break
by going to republicbroadcasting.org. is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Site is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information. I'm not an IT guy, but I've been told that's a lot. I assume that it is. Adding to it pretty much every day of the week. The COVID panel continues to be added to. Every time I think we know what there is going on, we find out there's even more. Articles and videos by world-class doctors and scientists, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, now saying that the COVID vaccinations were developed with intent to murder and disable people. With intent. That was their design. And of course, that's exactly what's going on. We have an April sale going on, spring sale on the Liberator rocket heaters. $500 off until midnight the 29th. It's a really great savings. You want to get ready for next winter where you can have heat with wood pellets or regular firewood, the only stove that does that. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke, seriously. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke. And, of course, the Easter sale on energy cleaners continues until midnight, Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Get your order in. I take care of the sale price manually. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page. Well, Jim, I've read Michael's Cremo's books, he's a big supporter of finding out what the ancient Sanskrit writings have. I believe we're currently at about 5%, 5 or 6% of them have been translated into English. My belief is that there's a wealth of knowledge to be gained there once we have more of these ancient writings translated. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. The that's one thing that Velikovsky was doing. And he was a master at interpreting things. You have people like Sitchin, who was very good at that also, who unfortunately distorted some of the issues, and it got really sidetracked, unfortunately. But Sitchin was another guy. But yeah, the ancient writings are very important to understand what was going on. And, you know, there's a guy on the internet now, and I don't remember his name. He just goes by his first name. But he's very good at showing that the technology for the ancient pyramids, the Egyptian pyramids, we simply couldn't even do it today. And there were holes that were drilled with some kind of a bit that was, you know, they could drill through hard granite. And so anyway, he's very good at showing that there were other ancient civilizations that did that built the pyramids. And like in Peru, the same thing, where the Peruvians, the Incas, say that they did not build these big massive stone structures that fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. They did not do that. Somebody else did. And so there are entire races of people that have been on this planet, or I shouldn't say people even, somebody who did all of this work that is now visible, some of it still being dug up. And we have no idea who it was.
Well, Jim, without mentioning any specific dates, would it be a fair statement that at least human beings have gone through raising to high levels of technology involving metallurgy, mathematics, and science, only to be smashed to the ground by what appears to be violent earth changes, and then rising up out of the mud to do it all over again? We don't know how many times, do we, sir?
No, we don't. And we don't know. We've had mass extinctions going way back that where the atmosphere of Earth was drastically changed. And, of course, that would very much affect any living beings. We've had incidents where the oceans and atmosphere have been taken off of Earth. And so it's just, yeah, the real history of Earth is absolutely unknown. And, of course, that's what my most recent book is about. It's called The Real History of Man and Earth, Myth, Magic, and Mayhem. And the mayhem part is exactly what you're talking about, that these massive events occur. And there again, to mention names because they're getting so much press, Graham Hancock is trying to say that a couple comets hit Earth 12,000 years ago and everything was caused by that. Absolutely right. Absurd. And so they have a lot of good information, but then they come in with this kind of wacko reasoning and then dating to cap it off. And of course, that's the punchline, and that's what everybody walks away with.
Right.
Is the punchline. But yeah, back to the issue of ancient texts, ancient scripts. You know, the Spanish burned Mayan libraries, which would tell us so much. We have a little bit that's left over.
That was
but what
foolish.
Is left over. Right. Yeah, just absurd destruction of everything, and just raping and pillaging, to put it mildly. of the populations there, and just taking the gold, massive, unbelievably massive amounts of gold, hundreds and hundreds of ships with gold as its ballast. And if you're familiar with nautical design, to ballast a ship, 200-foot ship, with pure gold is just an insane amount of gold.
And
not all those ships made it back. Just the Dominican Republic, there's the big cut in the Caribbean when you're going north out of the, like from South America and Central America and Mexico. When you're going out through the Caribbean and then into the Atlantic, there's only one really place to go, and that's between Western Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. And it's about a 100-mile passage. It's called the Mona Passage. And it's very high currents, very tremendous wind that changes direction. And 25 of those Spanish ships are in the on the bottom of the ocean. They're known about. The logs were kept, and they're literally ballasted with gold. But it's in really rough water, and they can't get to them. But that's just the ones that didn't make it. Of the hundreds of ships that took gold, because and the melted down artifacts, statues, we don't even know. We have no idea, but it was just enough gold to ballast hundreds of ships.
So the absolutely ships, incredible. The ships left Europe with rocks as ballast, and they departed to go back to Europe with gold as ballast.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
And the amount of gold, and of course gold is dense, it's a metal, and what they did is to make it easy to transport, instead of putting all of this, these treasures, absolutely priceless treasures, in the boat, they melted it down and they put them into forms of coin called pieces of eight.
Right.
And they were called pieces of eight because they had a cross on each side, which had divided into four and four, so eight, the number eight. And the cross was representative of the cross of Christ. So right, they were right. Doing all of this in the name of the papal authority. And then all that money went back to the Vatican, and that's what gave rise to the Rothschild International Banking Cartel,
which we're
living under today.
Well, two of those pieces of gold cut into eight pieces. My grandfather still called a quarter 2 bits, which would have been two of those slices, wouldn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah, 2 bits.
That's interesting.
Well, one bit would be an eighth, and 2 bits would be a quarter of that coin. Jim, my grandfather met Frank James in St. Louis. Frank James was a greeter at a St. Louis restaurant, and my grandfather met and shook hands with Frank James, the brother of Jesse James.
Oh.
That's not, lots of people did. That's how he made a living as he got to be an older gentleman. Jim, we got a caller and a holder. Jeremy in Kentucky. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, John. I had a question for Professor McKinney. A couple of comments and a couple of questions. You mentioned Emmanuel Velikovsky. I think I said that right. I read his book, Ages in Chaos. Completely blew my mind. As a matter of fact, I wrote 2 term papers, one for World Civ and then one for World Religion class. Made an A on both of them based on the dating of the Exodus in the Old Testament and comparing that with the Egyptian dynasties. Velikovsky really helped me understand that at a level I probably never would have even begun to otherwise. So I appreciate you mentioning that. And I had a question for you. I also have a couple of books by Christopher Dunn, Lost Technologies of Ancient Egypt, where he's an engineer out of Indiana. He reverse engineered and went and studied all of the monuments and pyramids from an engineer's point of view. And then he also wrote a book, The Giza Power Plant, where he proposes that the Great Pyramid of Giza was basically like a giant, Tesla of free energy device. Have you heard of Christopher Dunn, and do you have contact with him?
I'm. It doesn't ring a bell offhand, but no, I don't. I don't have contact with him. That doesn't mean I haven't heard about him. But the idea that the pyramid is a generator, absolutely. The other thing, and I have thought this for a long time, and I've seen other people propose it, was that it was a hydrogen fusion device down inside, because it's not a tomb. It has nothing to right. do with tombs. But the anyway, that's one of the possibilities. But the way it was structured was you had this plate coating on the outside, and then you had a golden, literally a golden pyramid sitting up at the top. And that sticking up as high as it does, and if you use that, like I described the Tesla Tower, where you oscillate it with a low frequency an oscillator, which is a very simple electronic circuit, that would be enough to initiate the discharge of the vertical electric field, and then you could power a tremendous amount of anything electrical using that. And so, yeah, absolutely. I am 100% convinced. And, you know, there was a time when George Bush Sr. was going to replace the golden cap on the pyramid, and all of that went away. It was they had it all ready to do, and then it just ended. And I don't know what was going on there, if they realized what they were doing, or I'm not sure. Anyway.
I highly recommend those books if anyone's curious and wants to look into this, and they're sort of new to the whole thing of, like, questioning history, because Christopher Dunn, you know, he's an engineer, and he doesn't come at you with, like, the Anunnaki or anything like that, or aliens. He just, like, from an engineer's point of view, like, he's just questioning the whole, you know, paradigm. And it really makes sense for people that, like, that are just getting into it. I just wanted to mention that. I'm enjoying the show, you guys. So I'm going to roll.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the books here online.
Well, it looks like another brick in the wall when it comes to knowledge about these matters, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah. And, yeah, there's so much that's just really the standard archaeology is just so wrong about everything. But it's, like I say, when you get this block of information in place, and by the way, on my show tomorrow night, I will be talking about AI. Just a side note, which has to do mm-hmm. with the same issue, mm-hmm. Where you have AI, what is it? It's an artificial intelligence database, and all of the things that can go wrong with these, which have happened in the past, when I was back in the electronics industry, they had what they called knowledge-based systems, which was the same thing. You get all the great minds of the world together, you put all the information together, just like a Wikipedia. And look at all the things that went wrong with Wikipedia. It got taken over. It got sidelined. It got taken over by agendas. And so that's the same thing that's going to happen with any AI system. It's going to be politicized, and then it's going to be running your life. And then it's going to be locked in place. And one of the questions is, would you want a 30-year-old database of an AI system running your life? You know, everything has changed. Life is fluid. So these nerds that think that AI systems are the end and that's all of the knowledge in the world and it's a perfect system and everybody's life will be perfect are idiots. And Elon Musk just came out and said, we got to stop all implementation of AI systems in a moratorium for a minimum 6 months. And another 1,000 people signed on with him, people who are actually in development. Yeah, AI systems will never work. They're just by their nature never going to work. And the literally nerds that think that this is a good idea just have to be put in a cage someplace, go play with yourself someplace else. You know, give them a sandbox to play in. But to start putting this into the real world for driving automobiles, like this clown Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about car accidents. Now, get this one, John. You've been driving all your life, and the idea is that everybody should be in an AI-driven car. Well, thank you very much. I will drive my own car.
Right.
But the idea is, what he said is, you should feel good if you die in a car accident with AI driving your car, because that data will go back into the database and that particular accident will never happen again.
Oh,
can you imagine somebody that stupid? That's what he said.
What we're seeing, I haven't been studying all that greatly, but routine changes on the pavement, such as these rubber traffic cones, confuse the AI and lead to accidents. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Jim, we got our last call here. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Professor McKenney. Thank you for taking my call. I have a curiosity or question for Professor McKenney, because he mentioned how Vatican got its initial wealth from gold looted from Central America or South America. In that connection, I have heard that even today in Ecuador, for example, in a church, mostly those are Catholic churches, there are structures or artifacts which have tons of gold even today. And the second thing I've heard is that in the times Spain was bringing gold from Central or South America, the British Navy was not as strong or large, but they schemed as to how to become wealthy from that sort of loot or trade Spain was conducting. So they decided that their navy might be small, but they will just loot them near the Spanish coast when the ships arrive close to Spain, and they would not have to cross Atlantic. And because of that loot, many people became lords, or they were given strong positions in British ruling system or
right.
Elite system.
Yeah, they were privateers. Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of looting going on. And there were, like, the, I think Captain Morgan was one of them, lived on a Caribbean island, ran his own ship, basically looted the ships that would come through, and they allowed him, he was basically a pirate, but he would send some of this booty off to the English government. So he was allowed to exist. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Because the English Navy was not that strong as the Spanish Navy at that time. That's absolutely correct.
I see. Thank you. And is there still a lot of gold in, say, Ecuador or churches or that region that it's still very sizable, but maybe
right.
just as a museum or decorative pieces today?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of gold in all of those places, but they had been storing gold for thousands of years. So, well, thank you, John.
Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
For our time, Jim, we'll have you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.